When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. I don't know how much Fly Jams we're going to get to, because after the news, Esmeralda's going to be in here, and we're going to talk to Esmeralda, this being her last morning. So if you want to get a couple of requests in, we'll try to get some Fly Jams in, but I can't promise anything, because Esmeralda takes precedent over Fly Jams Friday easily. So, yeah, what are you going to say, Dan?
Well, just because if not, we are completist. I've decided to choose the bumps for this Fly Jams Friday.
All right.
So we will begin with this one.
All right.
Choose evil. But forever gone away, it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. I don't know.
You're killing me, Dan. You're killing me, dude.
Let's reiterate, I'm not dying.
No, exactly. Or dead. Exactly. Oh, boy. All right. So it's Fly Jams Friday, and 312-981-7200 is the phone number. If you want to send some text to Esmeralda, she's going to be here in the studio with us, and we've got some stuff to give her. It's her last day. In case you're just tuning in, the company that Esmeralda works for is phasing out the radio traffic department, and that means we lose her. And this is her last show with us here on 720 WGN. Here on the Nick DiGilio show, but she's not going to disappear forever, right, Dan?
No.
Okay. I mean, we're going to have her back on. We'll have her back on frequently, and I'm going to keep bugging you, Esmeralda. You might get sick of me to come back. On the
too,
show.
Late.
Yeah. Too late. No. Too late. Oh man! All right, let's take a quick break. We got the news coming up here on WGN, and then after the break, we're going to give some stuff to gifts to Esmeralda, talk to her about her time here at WGN, and it's her last morning. And again, if you want to send a text, it's 312-981-7200, and we'll get to some Fly Jams on Fly Jams Friday. But first, we got a break for the news, which is after this. Welcome back, everybody. Fly Jams Friday. DJ Shagru, Viggity Viggity Vic, Esmeralda the Heart Melda. DJ Shagru picked that one, Esmeralda. And that's End of the Road.
Best. Wait, what was the other one?
The other one was
So Hard to Say.
So Hard to Say.
Oh, why did I think it was the same one?
No. Well, they're very similar.
I literally went, really? The same one?
No.
I thought you were talking about Boys to Men.
No, I was thinking it was the same one.
No, it's a different song. They're very, very similar, though.
So I was like, there's more than the one Sad Fly Jam.
Right. There's a lot of Sad Fly Jam.
I completely thought it was the same one. I don't know why.
Welcome back, everybody. Fly Jams Friday is going to take kind of a back seat right now. In case you haven't heard, Esmeralda is leaving us. It was not by her choice. And this is her last show with us. Let me start off with some more texts, Esmeralda, from the listeners. The listeners are very sad about this, as we all are. And so Streamwood Steve says, "Hey, Nick, sad to hear, to learn of Esmeralda's leaving. It was great to hear her reactions to Lou Mann's out of context. All things must pass. Only thing constant is change, and all the best to you." Gary says, Ezzy, you will be missed on the Nick D show. Good luck. Tim says, it sucks that the company employing Esmeralda is laying her off. She had so much wonderful layers to the show. Nick, I'm sure it's very upsetting to both you and your crew. Overnights will not be the same without her. Sue says, I've been listening to your show since 2004. I just wanted to tell Esmeralda she is my favorite traffic reporter. But much more than that. You guys had such a great team on this show, and I'm so sad to see that change. It won't be the same. I love you guys. And by the way, I've also seen Burt Reynolds' Golden Girl episode about a million times, and it's spectacular. Harold says, bye-bye, Esmeralda, and good luck to you. 630 area code says, no, she can't leave. What are the cats going to do?
Cats are going to be cats.
Yeah.
Cats are going to cat.
Robert says, tell Esmeralda I will miss her laughing and her great voice. May God and his son always watch over you, her and her family. Good luck in all that you do. You will be missed. 708 area code says, Esmeralda, some lucky radio station will be smart enough to hire you. Let's hope it's WGN. Glenn in Oak Lawn says, I don't believe it. It won't be the same without Ez. 815 area code says, Esmeralda, sorry to hear that you're leaving. It's trash. I wish you the very best for your life.
I'm going to get so much money for all these people quoting my
your catchphrase. I know. 312 area code says, good luck, Esmeralda. Vaya con Dios.
Oh.
All right.
Thank you.
630 area code says, bye, Esmeralda. You gave the show some class.
Oh.
Good luck.
Wow. Must have been real down in the gutter then.
847, what? No, Esmeralda? Not buying that. 224 area code says, Esmeralda, sorry to see you leave, and I hope that you come back. 207 area code says, good luck on your new adventure. You will be missed. I feel like I'm losing a friend. Trucker Rich says, Esmeralda, as you travel down this new journey in life, may all your roads be clear and the wind at your back. Peace and love. Kate in Louisville, Kentucky says, good luck, Esmeralda. 574 area code says, sorry to hear that you're leaving. We will miss you. Best wishes on your new adventure, and please take care. 608 area code says, WGN won't be the same. 573 area code says, Esmeralda, you will be greatly missed. You have a voice that makes getting up for work in the middle of the night worth it.
Oh.
815 area code says, I just want to wish you well and thank you for the many smiles that you've put on my face. You will be truly missed. God bless you. 612 area code says, I will miss what Esmeralda buy that. I'll have no clue what to waste my money on. Well, we're going to, like I said, these regular segments that we do with Esmeralda, they're still alive. We just aren't going to do them, you know, on a weekly basis.
Yeah. So save your money.
Save your money. We're going to have a Wood Esmeralda buy that coming up, because she's not completely leaving the show. She's not going to be here on a daily basis, but every once in a while, we're going to do a music IQ. Every once in a while, Skip Skipley will come by. Mm-hmm. So in those segments, we'll do a Wood Esmeralda buy that. And I just might call her in the middle of the night and just to hear her voice.
Then I go, what?
What? What are you doing? Now I can sleep normal schedule. 312 area code says, sorry to hear that you're leaving the team, Esmeralda. Good luck. 630 area code says, goodbye, Esmeralda. We're going to miss you. Hope to hear your voice again soon, with all caps, hopefully on WGN. Bob in a truck says that I am so much going to miss that voice. Cry face emoji. That's how I found your show. Flipping down the dial, I found myself ensnared by that giggle.
Oh, boy.
So there you go. You got us some listeners, Esmeralda.
All right.
So let me ask you this. When did you start? You started on a part-time basis doing traffic here. Just on weekends, was it?
Yes. Yeah, so when, 2000. I started at the traffic company 2013.
Okay.
Maybe that same year.
That sounds about right.
We started working, the traffic company started working with WGN.
Okay.
And I was put on for weekends.
Right. Because our paths crossed a few times.
You
worked with me a few times when you were filling in. When we lost our last full-time traffic person.
Yes.
We had a round robin of people coming in and filling in, and you were one of those people that would fill in. And then when did you get full-time? When did you get the gig, the overnight gig?
2015
you started
with us.
Yeah, it was 2015.
Yes.
And then you did traffic for a little while, and then they gave you news. You did news.
Right.
And traffic.
Yes. Yeah, I was doing afternoons.
Oh,
noon to 7, yeah.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And then they offered me to do news and
on the
traffic.
Overnights.
Yeah, overnight.
So you were working, so you worked with Roe and with and Bill and Wendy.
Yes.
And so that was, you actually worked on the day side for a while.
Yeah.
And then you came and joined us.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been with us since 2015. Mm-hmm. When did you start in radio? Because I know that you worked with Johnny.
Yeah, that's when I started. That was the first real grown up gig.
Yeah,
was Johnny B.
Wow, what a first gig.
I was his. So I was an intern at Q101 in the Loop Promotions, and then I stayed until they kicked me out, and then there was the opportunity to do intern with Johnny B, and then I got that, and then eventually they did it part time, and then I got full time with him.
You know what's funny is that's diving in the deep end, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like being an intern for Johnny Brandmeier.
Yeah, it was an interesting, and it was four years. I was with him his whole run at the Loop.
Yeah.
The new phase.
And you enjoyed working for Johnny, right?
I mean, yes and no. He's tough. Then, like, as you think about it, I look back and I'm like, he just cared. That's why he would, he just really cared about the product he was putting out.
Right.
So that's why he was pretty tough on everybody.
Right.
And then I learned so much from him because of that work ethic and that idea that he has of a good show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, that's, if you're going to get in the radio business,
yeah,
you start off with a bang right there, working with Brandmeier. I never worked with Brandmeier.
Yeah.
Our paths crossed a lot when he was working here because, his show followed mine for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would see him in the hallways, and I'd see how he worked. He's a very interesting dude to see work, see how he works. He works in a very unusual way.
He's a runner.
He's nuts.
He's a runner. He loves to run back and forth.
That's exactly what I would see him in the hall. One time I was walking down the hallway when we were back at, I was going to say the Wrigley Tribune. Building. We were never in the Tribune Wrigley Building. We were across the street from the Wrigley Building. But when we were in the seventh floor, your offices, we'd be down the hall to the right. And I would leave to drop off some stuff, at my cubicle. And, I can't tell you how many times I almost ran into him. Like, he ran me over. Like, he's booking to the studio.
Yeah, he always did that.
At full sprint.
He was doing that at the Loop. I'm sure he was doing it back in the day. Yeah. But so, he was the one who gave me the opportunities to do on-air stuff. Mm-hmm. And actually, what he would let me do traffic and the news and stuff on his show. So I used that to get the job at the traffic company.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
So, well, I owe him a lot.
Yeah. 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 Well, we're going to take a break here. You have to do your last traffic report.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a break. And when we come back after the break, we've got some stuff that we're going to give Esmeralda as like a going away thing. So Esmeralda's last show here on WGN. And again, if you want to leave a message or something, it's 312-981-7200. The greatest cover versions of a song ever. That's a Black Sabbath song, believe it or not. You saw Charles Bradley, right?
I did.
Yeah, and you said he was very timely.
He is very timely, and he had some amazing wardrobe changes. He had capes.
Oh, of course.
He had a few capes.
Of course. Yeah, he's great. That was one of our favorites, too. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here, Allstate Skyline Studio. We are here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6. Coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. For those of you just waking up, it is it's Esmeralda's last morning. She's not going to be with us anymore, and it was not her choice. The company that she works for phased out the radio traffic part, and so it's her last show with us, and we wanted to give her some stuff as a result. You all right, Esmeralda?
No, I got it.
Oh, you got it.
I make her move, and I broke it.
It broke everything. All right. We've got some more text here, but we're going to... we're going to save those for a little bit because we have some stuff. And this is all, by the way, this is all Dan. This is all Dan. And Dan, did you want to say anything to Esmeralda?
Wait a minute, but Vic wanted to...
wait a minute. Wait, am I having the wrong mic on?
Oh, wait.
Test.
Hello?
Hi.
Did I break? I broke it.
She's five.
Yeah, I got it's up.
Hello.
What happened?
Take that microphone.
Why don't you go to this one over here?
Breaking stuff as you, yeah.
Try this one. What's the? All right, try that one. That one. Let's see. This is really not the way that this should go. Not at all the way I wanted this to go. All right, let's see what we got here.
I think there
you go.
I was going to say, Dan came in earlier and he gave me flowers, and then Mary saw them. She's like, oh, that's so sweet. And I was like, yeah, Dan gave them to me. Vic's like, ah, they're from me, too.
They're from all of us.
Right. And Vic is in the newsroom. Yeah. Vic, how are you, buddy?
I'm hanging in here.
Yeah, it's a sad, sad morning for all of us here on
the
show.
I'm going to miss her, seriously.
Yeah. Well, you get to stay in the same room with her for most of the show.
Right.
Yeah, she's become my buddy, you know, up here in the newsroom, and we talk a lot in between newscasts and as we're writing, and so I'm going to miss that.
The coffee chats.
Right.
Coffee drinks, that's right. And Dan, did you want to say anything?
Yeah, you know, this isn't the easiest shift in the world, and this is my 10th year doing it, and
bless you.
Thank you. And I would not have lasted as long as I have if not for you. So thank you for everything. Most importantly, changing Wham Wednesday into Wild Card Wednesday.
Couldn't live with the Wham Wednesday.
No.
None of those. All right. So we've got some stuff. Dan yeah. You know, came up with all of this stuff
yeah.
as an idea.
So as we've been saying, obviously, these things are not going away permanently. We just won't hear them as often. And the something we won't hear as often is you singing.
I could just record stuff.
We hope we record this. This is 99 Luft Balloons, the karaoke version. Along with the German lyrics. So you always have that. You can practice singing that. We're hoping one day you will come back and sing that song for us, because it's your dream.
It's a yeah. dream of yours. So, all right. And we got some other stuff for you here.
So we obviously our award-winning segment, the segment we won Best Broadcast Team for, involved infomercials as part of Wood Esmeralda buy that, so we couldn't let you go empty-handed.
By the way, I still use that Juice Bruce.
Juice Bruce
is like, it's on my counter and I use it every day.
It's a good product.
Oh!
That's all everybody
Flex wants. Seal.
Flex Seal.
I can't wait to use it on my roof leaks.
No, you know what you got to do.
A hole in a boat.
You got to you got to get a cannon now and blow a hole in a boat.
Yeah, hollow it out.
Yeah. So
use the Flex Seal.
That's right.
Oh my gosh. Oh, good. Oh, come on. It's the titanium pan.
The titanium pan.
The Gotham steel.
That's right.
This is actually good because it says no oil or butter needed.
That's right. And you can't have oil and butter.
Actually,
right now.
I can.
Oh, you can.
Well, not butter.
But you can have oil, right?
Clarified butter.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right.
This one is for you and Smokey.
Oh. I'm sure she won't appreciate it.
No, she won't care. She won't care.
The Fur Wizard, a pet fur and lint remover.
That's right.
Which actually I would need. This cat, by the way, these two animals on here look so sad.
Yeah, they do.
They look. Look at them.
Oh, they
this
do.
This dog looks like he's about to cry.
That's so sad. Wow.
He knew you were leaving.
Yeah.
That's
what
it
is.
And this is the last one. We know that you you said you weren't going to forget us, and now we pretty much made that an absolute certainty with this gift.
Is it a Saga shirt?
It's a t-shirt, but it's not a Saga shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a shirt that says, this is
that's
fresh.
That's amazing.
So that's your catchphrase.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So we got some texts here, but I just want to say, Esmeralda, that oh man, you're amazing, and what you added to the show is immeasurable. And I looked forward to coming in every morning to do this show anyway. But one of the main reasons I look forward to doing this show is because of you. And the moment that you came on this show, it changed. The show changed, and the dynamic changed, and the show became better, like a lot better. And I loved working with you every single morning, every single minute that I worked with you was really special. So I just wanted to thank you, and I'm going to miss you terribly every day, but you're still not going to leave this show. You're going to be on, just not as much as usual. So,
well, thank you.
It's just been, I loved working with you, Ezra, and I'm going to miss you terribly. So, all right.
No, the same.
Okay.
You guys are, yeah, you're my family now, so. Yeah.
Well.
We're stuck with each other.
Absolutely right. So, anyway, I'm going to miss you, Esmeralda, and you're welcome back anytime. Actually, you're welcome back every friggin' morning. So, let me read a few more texts before we let you go. 630 RE code says, thanks for the smiles and the laughs and getting me up to work early. Sally and Morris says, I love listening to Esmeralda. As a Joliet native myself, I'm happy and proud to share my hometown with such an intelligent and quick-witted person. WGN needs to immediately hire her, and I want to hear her back for good. 847 says, I'm a night owl and I don't care much for traffic at this hour, but I never realized she was a good traffic great traffic person. I just figured she was part of the team. Esmeralda is leaving. Who's going to bring in the cats and the raccoons? Esmeralda, I'll be watching that insurance TV commercial and thinking of you. 419 says, dang, that sucks. Like Steve Martin leaving the Three Amigos. 502 says, good luck to Esmeralda. You and Nick are a great team. There was a phrase, WG and everybody stays the same, and then it gets worse. Good luck. God bless. Please do not sing while walking in Chicago. 773 area code, best of luck, Esmeralda. I follow her on Twitter, and I look forward to seeing what she does next. And then I'm going to screw this up. 219 area code says, hey, Chica, we'll miss you. Buena suerte. What's the?
Good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah. Buena suerte.
Okay. There you go. Esmeralda, you're the best, and I'm going to miss you terribly.
Thank you.
And we'll get you back on the show again. We've got some of the regular features that we're going to be doing. And you added so much to this show. And the last 3 years have been a joy to work with you. So, and I hope to work with you again.
Same.
Okay. Esmeralda Leon, everybody, her last show. Let's give her a round of applause.
Nick, she's a true professional, and I'm going to miss her too. Yeah. You know, coming in the morning and, you know, just handing off the traffic. And she's just a wonderful, fun person, and I'm going to miss talking about flamingo dancing, especially.
There you go. All right, Esmeralda, best of luck with everything you do, okay? All right. Let's take a break, and then we'll wrap it up here on WGN.